Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, prophetically, we've been having dreams and night visions about, you know, floods and tidal waves and waves, and friends of ours are hearing this, some of the same things about waves, and you've heard them on VFN TV if you've been with us a while, and we have them for you. And some of the things that we've been seeing with these are, you know, warnings, like, you know, this wave can be destructive. You know, it also could be the glory of God, but over and over again, flooding, and the word of God says when the enemy comes in like a flood, that he'll raise a standard. But I like what Pat, what's his name? Shackline?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, Shackline. What God told him, because his response was the same as our response when he first saw this tidal wave, I believe, going towards Washington, D.C.
Mm.
And it just looks destructive. The things that God is showing us, it looks like, you know, it's going to be rough. And then God begins to share with him something that's very encouraging. As a matter of fact, let's listen to him now. He's being interviewed by Sid Roth. Watch this.
And we have a lot of prophetic dreams, and I write about them and all that. But all of a sudden, in a dream, I'm running with my wife. And we're running off across a giant map of America, like you would see in a floor, you know, somewhere, a big map of America. And we're running, but there's a wave chasing us, and it's crashing, and it's scary. And in the dream, I'm weeping, and I'm screaming, come on, Karen, we got to get people to safety. We got to get people to safety. And suddenly, we were standing at the White House, and we ran up the steps, and we wrap our arms around the post, and the wave hit. Now, I didn't know Karen had also had this dream and wrote it in her prophetic dream manual. I didn't know that. She always gets revelation before me. But anyway, all of a sudden, that day, I wake up. I have to speak that. It's a Sunday morning. I have to speak. I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, God, you promised in Genesis 9:11 that you would not do this again with a wave. Why did I dream this all day long? Yes. Suddenly, the Lord speaks to me, son, what you saw was not judgment. You saw the next wave of revival that is coming to America, and it will be the final awakening that is coming. And I began to weep uncontrollably. Since then, I've had this dream over and over of the wave. Others have came to me and said, I've had the wave. But I believe with all my heart, and I know we hear a lot of gloom, despair, and agony on me for America and all that. And I do believe our nation's in trouble. But I also believe that every great move of God. Now, I did a study on this. And that every 20 years, there's an outpouring of God. And usually it's right before a war or after a war, right before a depression or after depression. Do you know that we're sitting on the 20-year mark right now for the next move of God to hit America? It's going to break out, but I don't believe it'll be in one city in this place. I believe it's going to be hot spots across America. And I was flying in a plane across America a while back, late at night, and I saw lights off in the distance in different places, and the Lord said, that's the way revival will hit America. There will be hot spots. Then there'll be other places that the Holy Spirit walks past. Churches that he no longer stops at, those that are not preaching truth and standing on God's word, he will be forced to walk by. We cannot put God in our compromised box. He says, let me pour out my spirit. The wave that is coming, it's coming very soon, and it's going to hit our nation.
So exciting.
Yes.
So exciting to be able to hear that kind of perspective, because we've been seeing the floods. You know, we've been seeing the waves, and I know that we're going to go to break, I believe. We need to go to break, but... we're not going to break, so we're going to talk to you. One night, the very same night, my wife and I were asleep. God gave us a dream, and it was the very same outcome, but two different ways. And in this particular prophetic dream, I was on a small patio outside of a larger type metal building or something of that nature. And a flood, it just started flooding from the ground. You know, the floods, just water started coming in. And so I started trying to bank it like he was, talking his dream, to go to this mountain, because the higher area, you'd be safe from the flood. And then it was actually, when I got to the mountain, I found out it was coming from the other side too. I mean, it was just a flood. It was like no getting away from it. When I was sharing my dream with Donna, my wife, in the mornings, you know, she says that she, God had given her a dream, and the dream was it was raining. So there was rain. God was talking to her about rain coming down, and talking to me, water coming down, and talking to me about water going up. But there was no escaping it. I mean, there's just no escaping it. I mean, you were going to get wet. You know, whatever was going to happen, you were going to be overtaken by this water. And over again, just like he and his wife were in this dream, and he was running with his wife. I mean, it seems like that. But this move of God, I like what we, you heard it on VFN TV, but you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, you know, God's just saying, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. You know, you hear Perry Stone prophesying. You heard him on VFN TV, you know, talking about God saying one more time, but he also talked about those pockets of revival that, you know, people are going to be trying to find those groups of folks who are going after God, and it's going to be like pockets of revival. And it just lines up with what Pat was just saying there. And but we have seen, I think it's going to bring both. I think it's going to bring turbulent times. And Rick Joyner always talks about that.
Yeah, he talks about how revival and a great awakening precedes some sort of calamity, you know, a war or something that happens. And so it's a way that somehow it prepares the body of Christ and really the nation as to what's going to be coming next.
So it's sort of like saying God's given you, it's what I told our leaders when we came together. We came together is that, you know, God moved powerfully.
Yeah.
When our leaders gathered around, the country came together for the beginning of the year, and it was just awesome, you know. But God's letting me know, I'm doing this because something's coming. You know, God's encouraging you because something's coming. First of all, something's coming. You need to get encouraged for it. You need to get serious with God. You need to get rightly related to folks who are hungry for God, who want to get, they want you to experience God. You need this encouragement for what's about to happen. I think the greatest harvest that we've ever seen is going to happen, but there's something that a lot of people don't get unless you're in the middle of one of those massive, you know, moves of God, is that it takes work.
Yes.
It takes intense work. It takes sweat equity. You know, you gotta work hard. You gotta have a character, and you gotta have the character to be able to sustain a move of God. You know, when God's beginning to move, because everything's gonna beat you and mess with you and you know, lies and all these different things are going on, and you have to be in it for the one reason, you know, for God.
That's right.
And so that encouragement. So I really feel that you know, God is gonna set us up for a blessing so that we can be strong and ready for what's ahead. So
we are due, and yes, we're ready, right?
I mean, yeah, hey, 20 years, I'm all for that. That's not only exciting about the coming move of God, is I'm excited about it. You excited about
this?
Yes,
very excited.
But who God is going to use, this gives us great encouragement, because it kind of explains us here as he talks about who God uses, because this man is ministering, and we're gonna make a link available for you to see this whole thing, but on the VFN Torch. But you know, you have people that have been cutting themselves, like you know, the cutters call them, and you know, and going through all this torment and basically serving Baal, this superior demon, I think that means. And that, but God is not only healing people on the inside, but he's healing all their scars from their cutting.
Scars as well. Wow.
Yes, both. And he's filling them with the Holy Spirit, and they're going out in the streets. These young folks.
Wow.
It's on fire for God. It's so exciting. Listen, I want you to hear this, because this is so important, because the enemy tells you quite often. I remember when I first got saved, I remember looking at people that were going to church and in church. I thought, all these holy people. You know, I thought, oh my goodness, you know, to be in your presence. Oh my goodness. I feel like I'm such a sinner, right?
I don't belong here.
Right. And then I met John. No. But I mean, it's what you feel. It's, the thing is, you have to just shake that off and realize that if you're saved, you're saved. There is no beginning Holy Spirit. He's the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And everything God says you can do, you can do. And everything he says you can have, you can have. But listen to who God's going to be using in this move of God. He goes on talking about it. Take a look at this.
3 weeks ago, I had a dream. I laid down for an afternoon nap. Naps are anointed, I believe that. I lay down for an afternoon nap, and all of a sudden, I was awakened with an explosion in my eyes, and I sat up, and I laid back down for a moment, and I saw graves opening. Here's why I would tell you that. God is about to raise up the ones that he has been waiting to use. The ones the enemy has tried to throw dirt on, but you can't throw dirt on somebody God's not finished with yet. Just look at Jesus. And what you got to realize is you are the voice that God has been raising up. The number one attack on the unqualified is the lies of the enemy. He'll tell you you're a failure, you're worthless, you're dumb, you're stupid. Every time he says all those things, just stand up and smile and say, I am anointed, I am handpicked by God, I was created uniquely and wonderfully. And what you got to realize is the Spirit of the Lord is upon you right now. And some of you are dreaming to preach the gospel. Some of you are dreaming to start businesses. Some of you, God says, hand me your dreams, talk to me, spend time with me, cry out to me, launch this thing. The next wave of a move of God will not be well-known preachers. It will be those that God says that they have fallen down as Isaiah did and said, I am undone. Unwrap me, Lord. That means he was unwrapped to his childhood and fixed. And you fall on your knees in your house right now. Pray in the spirit. Walk through your house. Declare authority right where you're at. When you get to that place where you say, God is bigger than my issues. He's bigger than my mistakes. He's bigger than my failures. Fall on your knees and cry out and say, God, I am your unqualified voice. Will you use me? Get ready, because you're going to begin to have encounters. You're going to begin to see things, and he's going to use you. You don't have to kick open doors, because I had a dream, another dream. The Lord gave me a dream, and I'm looking at the waist of Jesus, and I see all these keys on this belt like a janitor. And the Lord suddenly said to me, he said, son, he said, in the dream, pick out the key. Little keys open giant doors. Don't always pick the big key. Little keys open giant doors. And I woke up and I said, Lord, and I was weeping in bed. And he said, I'll give you whatever key you ask for. You and I, all we got to do is say, Lord, speak to us, talk to us, anoint me, choose me, pray in tongues. Don't even stop. Pray in the spirit. When you don't always ask for stuff, just pray in the spirit. And when you go to thank him, when you go to pray with thankfulness of heart, get your joy back. The enemy is lying to this generation and telling them God cannot use them. But I believe with all my heart, you are the ones that God handpicked. You are the ones that he chose. You're here for right now. And I believe we're the generation that will not see death. We get to stand there when the trumpet call comes. And I'm scared of heights, so he's going to have to give me a pill before the rest.
So exciting. Is that exciting?
Very.
I want to encourage you. You know, if you have young people in your life, you know, let them see this program. We're going to make it's available on the VFNTV.com after you're watching it on the broadcast here. But share it, because it is time for... This is what John G. Lake had said, and he was a man used powerfully by God, started over like 5,000 churches in Africa. God just poured healing through him, where thousands, at least, healing houses, and many people got healed. But this is one thing I believe that came from him. He said, you know, if God shows you something, if he says something to you, if he shows you something, speak it out, and it'll happen every single time. I mean, whatever God, the thing is that sometimes we're trying to second guess, was that me? Was that God? You need to hear clearly enough from God. But what you're seeing it right here with Pat is he's just saying what God has shown him, and it's coming to pass. And the enemy will want to just muzzle you. He'll want to put a gag order on you. You know, Perry Stone recently had a message that God is removing the gag order from his church.
Praise God.
That you can die in your silence. The church, we will die if we don't open our mouth. But when we open our mouth, things move. He said, you can say to this mountain, you'd be moved and cast in the sea, and it'll happen. You can say to this fig tree, you can say these things, you can speak things out. And if we're speaking things opposite of what he's saying, that's what's going to manifest in our lives. And so when God is saying, you're hearing these prophetic words, I mean, awesome words, God is just charging into 2016 with words saying, you know, get ready. You know, I'm going to move. This is what I want to do. But you have to get in that. You have to get in that word, and you have to say, you know, I'm going to receive that word from the prophet, and I'm going to walk it out, and I'm going to be a part of that. I'm going to say, here I am, God, use me. You know, I want to be a part of this. You know, find out what God's doing, dive into it, and just give your whole life to it, and you'll be blessed every single time. So be prepared. That's one of the things that we're doing with VFN TV and the daily radio program, but also with VFN Dream Center.
That's right.
We believe a great harvest is coming. No building can contain it. I think buildings will be used for possibly a state church, but but also be used for training centers to be able to train out the multitudes, because it's too big to fit in any building what God's going to do.
Well, don't forget about the internship program. Maybe God's speaking to you and you may want to be part of VFN TV intern. Listen, this is the time to get fully engaged. You don't want the opportunity to pass you. This is that.
It's amazing to see what God is doing with our interns. You know, it's a privilege to be able to come and be a part of a television production and radio. But it's a part of foundational discipleship, learning how to do editing and television work and interviews and camera work and just so many different things to running a television network. But yeah, you have an opportunity. You go to VFNTV.com, click on contacts, and the drop-down menu has VFN intern. Select that. Let us know you're interested, and somebody will contact you. It's exciting to hear about all these things. Make sure you see that entire program. We'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch, because I mean, think about it. Somebody who's been tormented by demons has been cutting themselves. And it's interesting too that this is what somebody who cuts themselves, they literally take a razor or something and cut their skin and damage their body. They say, I get a relief when that happens. Mm. But that's just sin in general. The enemy wants you to give in to sin, and it's amazing. If you give in to sin, all of a sudden he's off your back. Why? He wants you to cut yourself. Yeah. So if there's a people that are physically cutting themselves, but there's plenty of people that are cutting themselves, giving in to the enemy, and they go, I just have to do this sin with whatever, and then all of a sudden the enemy's not on their back anymore. He pushes them till they cut themselves, or pushes them till they cut their spirit and just sin. And that, you know, realize that everybody, you know, has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But when you sin, it's just like cutting. It's literally like cutting into your soul or your spirit. And they say they get relief when they damage their body. But isn't it interesting when the enemy may have caused you to sin? It's like, I felt good now that I've gone off with all the anger and stuff. And it's like, yeah, but you sinned when that happened, you know? And so that's what the enemy wants to do to us. So we all have to guard ourselves and realize if God is healing those scars from physical scars from, you know, cutting, that he'll heal the scars from all those things that we've all done and the scars that we have on our hearts. That's encouraging.
That's good, man. It's great.
You'll hear more about that by going to the VFN Torch. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.